looking for the thought behind the suffering.
I've never experienced a stressful feeling that wasn't caused by attaching to an untrue thought. Behind every uncomfortable feeling, there's a thought that isn't true for us. We have a thought that argues with reality, such as, my husband should always agree with me, and then we have a stressful feeling. Then we act on that feeling, creating more stress for ourselves. Rather than understand the original cause, a thought, we try to change our stressful feelings by looking outside ourselves. We try to change someone else, or we reach for sex, food, alcohol, drugs, or money in order to find temporary comfort and the illusion of control. It's helpful to remember that any stressful feeling is like a compassionate alarm clock that says, you're caught in the dream. Depression, pain, and fear are gifts that say, sweetheart, take a look at your thinking right now. You're living in a story that isn't true for you. Caught in the dream, we try to alter and manipulate the stressful feeling by reaching outside ourselves. We're usually aware of the feeling before the thought. That's why I say the feeling is an alarm clock that lets you know there's a thought you may want to do the work on. This investigation will always lead you back to who you really are. It hurts to believe you're other than who you are, to live any story other than happiness. Inquiry invites us into the awareness of internal cause and effect. Once we see this, all our suffering begins to unravel on its own. To inquire or to investigate is to put a thought or a story up against the four questions. Inquiry is a way to end confusion and to experience internal peace, even in a world of apparent chaos. Above all else, inquiry is about realizing that all the answers we ever need are always available inside us. Inquiry is more than a technique. It brings to life, from deep within us, an innate aspect of our being. When practiced for a while, inquiry takes on its own life within you. It appears whenever thoughts appear, as their balance and mate. This internal partnership leaves you free to live as a kind, fluid, fearless, amused listener, a student of yourself, and a friend who can be trusted not to resent, criticize, or hold a grudge. Eventually, realization is experienced automatically as a way of life. Peace and joy naturally make their way into every corner of your mind, into every relationship and experience. The process is so subtle that you may not even have any conscious awareness of it. You may only know that you used to hurt, and now you don't.